Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about some tricks in trying to get this massive amount of data and photographs into a website. And that's what I have to do at this point in time. I've sort of taken this person, so this group's several gigabytes of data, and my upload speed's about 1 megabyte a second. If you're lucky, it's 800 kilobytes to 1 megabyte a second, which, you know, by any standards is quite fast. And in the file transfer protocol, it gives you an overview, but you can't see if there's a file within a file within a file, you know, and then that file's got 10 megabyte pictures in it, and they're all fantastic pictures and stuff like that from the Glenbrook history. So what I'm doing is creating uploading the whole lot almost as a backup to the internet, and then I'm doing little bits of compressing. I'm not putting up the movie files because they're just too many. They're 4 gigabytes or 2 gigabytes each. So I've sort of spared doing that. And the effect is to stop me broadcasting podcasts, because the hard drive's on there, and it sort of really thrashes the computer, and I'm just not going to edit it. So what happens is I put in a USB drive, and I haven't taught the computer to look for all the USB drives till it finds what it wants, and so it ignores the fact that I'm doing podcasts, so I can't run the podcast at the same time. So, you know, this is a slow, hard thing, and I've got to do several things to make this ready to go up. So just as things go, I'm podcast while walking, and we'll do a short event to get this done. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So you might be able to hear me fluffing around the palace. The first thing is that there's this area, and I suppose, well, the worst thing is several gigabytes of filming fixed documents. So they will actually, and it'll be on display, they'll film these fixed documents. They're quite good, but it's the way of recording them, which is there. So what means I have to go through a step of taking that picture and forming it up, that film, into several frames. And sort of I'm looking at the different things. And so at various things have scanned books, and what I have to do is OCR, optical character recognition, and convert that PDF into a searchable PDF if I'm going to put it on the internet. And I've sort of downloaded an OCR program. It's not for the type of stuff, given that these sort of old documents, it's trying to be too smart. So it's actually probably best to do an online OCR. I think I've found the best online OCR. Now this sort of kills me going through this, because I go and pick up several programs to get going, and not all of them are, might sample 3 or 4 programs to see which one's the best, select one, and then I've got to bloody hell remember which one it is. So I think I've got most of them there. So possibly convert it to I don't know. It's probably the purest thing to do is image to OCR, and there's, say, these books, there's, say, 20 pages of, you know, top written, you know, back in the day when you have the press typewriter, so you can see the letters go up and down. So it's good old OCR fodder if I've ever seen it. So that's, for each of these books, it's probably about half an hour just to get it into a file. Then I have to send off the file to someone to check it, check it's all okay. And yeah, I don't consider it work, a whole lot of slog, slog to get through. That's hard to do. So the bottom line is that people aren't producing a lot of typewritten accounts anymore. Yeah, and you know, this is perhaps a bad thing. So that's our first thing. So and this migration thing. So there's the original condensed for web. This is the scanned books. So the condensed version of it would be actually a HTML searchable file. It's actually bad karma to actually send to put a PDF file out over the web. It's sort of a bit heavy, a bit annoying. So that's to convert it to a web page document. So that's several hours to go across, and then series of photographs, which is something to go ahead. And there's this something called Mass Image Converter. So that's something I've downloaded after a while to find it, and that does work supremely well in terms of that. Allows you to preview your settings, so you can select your size, knock it down a bit, your quality, knock it down to 10%, or 20% of the quality is, and your file size is 20th of the file size. Now that has a massive effect. These 1 megabyte or these sort of larger files can be actually smashed and crashed down. Now, so you've got your original stuff, and it comes down. Now, the entire thing is that you're creating sort of an image. So, like, the information is coming in, and you're doing these bulk things. So, if someone wants to add just one more, I want to add one little bit here. There's got to be sort of protocols because this is not all automated. This is manual. So, if you add a big file, it doesn't automatically go through all the processes going here. I'll just go and stop here for a while.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.